Now, we can reveal this evening that external cladding to the Corby Cube might need replacing after just 10 years at a cost to the Corby Borough Council of £1.5 million. It was thought that the cladding would have lasted 25 years. Our Corby reporter Martin Bawley has seen a secret report giving the details, and he's in the studio with me. We've heard a lot about the cost of the Cube seemingly going up and up, Martin, but now more potential problems with the building.
Yeah, and this is a report to borough councillors, which has until now been kept secret. It details a number of areas of potential problems with the building, and the council's disagreements with the design team, the people who the architects and so on, and the builders. Let's start with the external cladding. Now, this isn't the shiny glass exterior of the building, but another layer of the building. The report says that the curtained wall should have a design life of at least 25 years, but the manufacturer has indicated that 10 years may be more realistic for the rain screen element. Now, if this has to be replaced in 10 years' time, it would cost in the region of £1.5 million. Now, a few moments ago, I asked the chief executive of Corby Borough Council about this, Chris Mallander. This is what he told me.
We're talking about what I would regard as secondary external cladding on the stairwell between the second floor council chamber and the fourth floor roof garden, and some of the areas, some of the parapets around that fourth floor roof garden. And I think everybody knows that arguably the most ambitious part of this whole development was the roof garden, and so it's not surprising, given that it was the last part of it to be finished, that we are still literally finalising issues around it.
So, Martin, a potentially big additional cost with the cladding. What are the problems?
Well, a big design feature of the Cube, and it's something everyone who visits it will have noticed, is the sloping walkway, which takes you from the library to the one-stop shop on the next floor. Now, it could be affecting disabled access, and handrails may now have to be installed. Here's Chris Mallander again.
One of the issues is about disabled access, and is about the gently sloping floors between the ground floor and the council one-stop shop, and the belief of the council's building control officer, as opposed to the design team's building control officer, that handrails are needed for people with a disability or mobility.
A consultant's been appointed by the council to look at these problems. What's going to happen next?
Well, the councillor is keen to stress that this is a new building. It only opened in November last year and is bound to have issues that need sorting. The consultant will check on what needs doing and will help the council negotiate with the builders and the design team. The council will be keen to ensure that council taxpayers don't pay for any of the shortcomings. Other issues include fire safety. The number of people allowed to use the building has been limited for safety reasons, and there's still no fire safety certificate for the rooftop garden, which is now said to be finished. You'll recall that last month I revealed that the council were putting aside an extra £5.5 million in case the Cube overspend rises even further. Well, this report to councillors mentions an extra £8.3 million. Mm. But Chris Mallander, he's adamant that the Cube will not go that high. At breakfast tomorrow, Joe will have reaction to all this from the politicians in Corby. You can, of course, also have your say.
Thank you very much, Martin. If you would like to have your say, it's welcome. 01604 234455 North, and your message to 81333.